Twitter locks out Representative Jim Banks after saying first female four-star officer gets taken by a man. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 23, 2021. Twitter has reportedly locked Representative Jim Banks, RN, out of his account after he commented that the title of first female four-star officer gets taken by a man in reaction to transgender Assistant Secretary of Health for the HHS Rachel Levine being sworn in as a four-star admiral. The Biden administration's Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, announced Tuesday that Levine had been named the first openly transgender four-star officer across any of the eight uniformed services of the United States. The HHS referred to Levine, a biological male, as its first-ever female four-star admiral in a press release on Tuesday. Admiral Levine now serves as the highest-ranking official in the USAF's commissioned corps and its first-ever female four-star admiral, the HHS said. Banks reacted to the news in a tweet, in which he wrote, "The title of first female four-star officer gets taken by a man. Now, the congressman has been locked out of his Twitter account." The Daily Signal reporter Mary Margaret Allahan shared a purported screenshot of the message Twitter sent to Banks, notifying him that he was locked out of his account for violating our rules against hateful conduct. "You may not promote violence against, threaten, or harass other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, gender, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or serious disease," the screenshot read. Allahan explained that Banks will be locked out of his account until he deletes the tweet in which he called the biological male a man. Banks took to his personal Twitter account to issue a statement reacting to the censorship, in which he said, "My tweet was a statement of fact. Big tech doesn't have to agree with me, but they shouldn't be able to cancel me," the representative continued. "If they silence me, they will silence you. We can't allow big tech to prevent us from telling the truth. When Republicans take back the House next year, we must restore honesty to our public forums and hold big tech accountable," Banks added. In 2018, Twitter updated its hateful conduct policy by banning its users from misgendering or deadnaming transgender users in an effort to stem with the social media platform called anti-trans abuse. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.